What's going on, you guys? It's your host, David Ramos, and today I will attempt to explain the Elliott Wave Theory, a little bit of just an introduction, because like everything I'm talking about, you gotta practice it, bro. Like, I can talk about it all day long, but you gotta practice it. You gotta put in the work. Come back to the podcast and listen to grad and take your notes and figure out what you did wrong. But at the end of the day, you gotta do it on your own. You gotta practice. I'm going to give you the guidelines, you know what I'm saying? Come back and, you know what I'm saying, DM me, text me, let's talk about it. I mean, I haven't got a whole lot, so I'm pretty sure I do a good job explaining what I do in the podcast, but let's go on. All right, so introduction to Elliott Wave Theory. Now, before we even go on, this is similar to the Dow Theory and the Grad Theory that I'm going to explain to everybody before we go in too much. But basically, his theory, is basically that the price of my financial market moves with mass psychological waves. Now, it's crazy because this was something I looked at very similarly before. Now, watch this. The Elliott Wave Theory, and it's insane. And I was talking to a good guy, Mago, that I'm going to have on the podcast later on. Or earlier on, whenever this episode debuts, and I was asking, bro, what do you think I trade like? Well, because we were talking about how other people trade, like our styles and whatever, and I asked him, how do you think I trade? He said, I think you use the Elliott Wave Theory, but you just buy on the impulse. Before, you used to buy on the impulse wave, and now you kind of your stuff been hitting differently. Hey, love you for that, bro. And you kind of get on you give your signal on the corrective wave. And what's a impulse and corrective wave? I'm going to explain that to you. So what Elliott thought is that the market goes with huge buying, small correction, huge buying, small correction, huge buying. And then it corrects itself even more in a downward wedge. What does this mean? So let me explain this to you, and I'm going to explain the rules. Now, wave one is an impulse. You see price action going up a lot. Then wave two is a correction. I'm going to explain the first rule and wave two. Wave two is a correction going down, a retracement, but wave two never retraces more than wave one. So it will never go below what wave one started at, the first price action for that wave. And retrace it up to wave three. That's wave three. Now, wave three cannot be ever the shortest wave in the Elliott Wave Theory. If it is, then obviously the theory is invalidated. But there's another wave, you know, that you have to compare wave three to. But obviously, wave four cannot retrace fully. Cannot go back to wave two. You know what I'm saying? Can't go down that much. And then you have five. You have the fifth wave, and then the fifth wave is usually smaller than both of them, but it's definitely always going to have to be smaller than third. And then you have your second part of the Elliott Wave Theory, which is a small channel, A, B, and C. Now, you got A, which is a corrective wave going down, and this will make a little bit of a head and shoulders if you're picturing this. And then it bounces back up to B, and this is what you would call correction, because now the trend line had changed to going down, and then you go to C, and C would be a reversal, and this would mean another leg up. Now, this is mass psychology. So the cool thing about this is what Elliott said, that is actually a lot of stocks have Elliott Wave Theory on the macro and micro trend lines going on at the same time. So you can be bearish on something long term and bullish on something short term, because of the long-term versus short-term trend lines. I'm telling you guys, I'm learning. But just wanted to repeat some of what I said earlier to you, because God knows you guys are probably going to be referring to this episode like the Bible a lot. Rule number one, wave two cannot retrace more than 100% of the first wave. Rule number two, the third wave can never be the shortest wave of waves one, three, and four, five. The third wave can never be the shortest of waves 1, 3, and 5. And the wave 4 cannot go beyond the third wave at any time. If any of these rules are violated, the structure is not an impulse wave, meaning it's not going to go up, X, Y, and Z, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's basically what I got for Elliott Wave Theory. He's a legend. I'm going to start incorporating this to a lot of my trades. But honestly, it's kind of when you see a stock go up. pull back a little bit, pull back, or it's not going below one, but boom, it bounces off a fib level. Then you see OBV, you see the volume, you see everything, you see MACD, RSI, you go, that's how you know it's about to boom. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times that don't happen. A lot of times things do boom first. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, everyone's experience is different. All these setups are different as well. But thank you guys for listening to the episode, Several Streams of Income. Make sure you share, download, tell a friend about it. Tell the world about it. Buy a billboard about it. You know what I'm saying? Show us you about it, baby. Show us. But for real. And then once you do all that, download, rate, and leave us a good review. Love you guys. Take care, baby.